Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Gabrielle Union strived for the perfection her father always demanded, but as a dark-skinned Black girl, she never felt like she was enough. In our new series, Gabrielle Union, Bigger, Badder, Better, we'll tell you how she learned to embrace the things that scared her and let go of her need to be perfect.
Listen to Even the Rich on Amazon Music or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch What Crappens, Watch What Crappens, who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Crappens.
Hello and welcome to Watch Our Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me today is the wonderful, hilarious, and beautiful Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Well, hello. Thank you so much. What a lovely intro, Ben. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Today we're recapping a show that's about stupid people doing stupid things. Summer House, the original Summer House. We recapped Summer House, Martha's Vineyard yesterday. So today is Summer House. Before we get into that, oh my God, we are like 2 days away from our big New York show. It's going to be huge. We're going to be recapping Real Housewives of New Jersey. Yes. It's going to be so fun. Town Hall. I'll be there. Ronnie will be there. My parents will be there. It'll be, you know what? There may be some other people there. So you know what? Go to watchercrappens.com and get your tickets and come join us for this bonanza. And then 2 days later, guess what? We're going down to DC to talk Vanderpump Rules. This is a big week for us. Two enormous shows. We don't want you to be left out. We don't want to have one of those situations where someone says, when are you guys going to come to New York? And we have to say, oh, it was last week. You know, just come. And tell your friends, bring a friend, or come solo. It'll be great. So that's
WatchYourCrappens.com. I am really so excited to go to New York. I'm so excited. I lived there for 10 years. Some of my best friends are there. I always have such a great time in that city, seeing your friends and your family. And like, I'm even putting effort into my packing, which I never do. You know,
wow.
I just throw a bunch of t-shirts in and a couple pairs of jeans. I'm putting button-down shirts in there that I can iron. Because, you know, New York's chic. You can't just like show up everywhere in a t-shirt. And so I'm like, what shirts can I wear button up? And like, should I take extra shoes? Should I bring a different suitcase? Should I go do some shopping? Who am I going to see there? What kind of gay people am I going to see? What neighborhoods am I going to be in? Like, I'm thinking about all this stuff that I never think about. I never give a shit about. God, New York, I love you. I can't wait to see you, baby.
What happens if we run into Padma Lakshmi on the street? Wow, welcome to our city. Chefs, please welcome two podcasters who've never won a Michelin star, Ben and Ronnie. It could happen. One has to dream.
It could happen. I can't wait to hear your story about it after when you go, oh my God, I have a story. I saw Padma Lakshmi.
Well, actually, I am going to hang out with my friend, and she actually lives across the street from Padma Lakshmi. And every time I go over to her place, I'm always like, is today going to be the day when I see Padma on the street? And guess what?
Yeah.
It still has not happened.
It hasn't been yet.
Not yet.
Well, you know what? Let's put it out there in the universe.
But I'm putting it out there.
I feel like I wouldn't go up to Padma and be like, hi, Padma. We do a podcast about you, because she would not know or care. She'd be like, ew. Gross.
Oh, a podcast. Is that like having a show on Netflix that's critically acclaimed by A24, like my dear friend Ali Wong? No? Oh, bless your heart.
So let's go to Summer House. So Whoa. Summer House, we have just, I know that was a jolt. That was a jolt from Padma, classy Padma, to this tacky pre-planned. I can't believe these two did their engagement pictures. Like, we're all fucking idiots and didn't see all these pictures splattered all over people. What was Dave Quinn, like, hiding behind a tumbleweed in the bush?
Like, oh, wow, look at Lindsay, so surprised by that wall of cameras from People magazine that just happens to be there.
So she has just been engaged to... She has just gotten engaged to Carl.
She's just gathered firewood and gotten engaged.
Yeah, that's true. And so she's like, I never thought, like, I'd ever get married based on the men that I've dated.
My girl is like the most beautiful human being ever, like the sweetest soul. Sorry, girls, he's off the market now.
Oh, what a shame. What a shame Carl's off the market yet, right now. What too bad.
She's like, oh my God, look at this, look at this.
So then meanwhile, back at the summer house, everyone's in the kitchen, dressed up, ready to go for what they think is an elevated bonfire, bro. And Kyle's like, all right, well, we're going to do a toast. Okay, so at this very moment, Carl is probably down on one knee, not tying his shoe. He's actually probably proposing to Lindsay, so we're not going to go to the beach. We're going to go to Dockers to congratulate them. And could there be any more appropriate place for this cast to go than a place called Dockers? Okay, to Carl and Lindsay.
Right. And Danielle's doing like freak out face. She's like, oh. Like being a drama queen, waiting for somebody to just ask her, Danielle, are you okay?
Yes.
And Sam's like, well, Lindsay was wearing an epic wedding dress. And I was like, whoa, that's like totally a proposal dress. And I would not call that a proposal dress. I would call that a bad luck dress because it is in the Charlie Brown pattern. You know, the chevron patterns that Charlie Brown wears, and that guy can't even kick a football without falling on his head. So I don't see a lot of positive things for this marriage. I see a quick breakup.
I thought it was like the standard dress you wear when you're supposed to randomly gather firewood for no good reason on a beach. And you
it's
don't think
it's
my
firewood dress?
It's my gathering firewood for no good reason, and I totally am not suspicious about this at all.
So Kyle's like, no, I don't think she knew. Let me just say, it's all happening, okay? And Paige goes, oh, is that why he was in the hospital? Oh, it makes so much sense. He realized he's going to be marrying a very old lady. That is nerve-wracking.
And Kyle's like, yeah, it's going to be flying over my dad, your stepmom, your friends. Kyle's like literally wasted every moment of the show this season. At least he used to have some sober moments. I mean, now he's just constantly like.
So Danielle begins her odyssey. This she's a disaster this episode. She's like, wow,
she really is.
She is a disaster. I have stood up for Danielle. I have been on Danielle's side through this fight, but she is a disaster. And she's like,
this whole thing is so funny because she's making these huge faces trying to get anybody to ask her. Nobody asks her anything. She's throwing a facial fit, right? And so when Kyle goes, he's flying up her dad, her stepmom, and Gabby goes, for Dockers? And Paige goes, I mean, was there no Applebee's they could helicopter to? Yes, Dockers. Of course. Where else?
So Danielle's like, well, I'm glad Carl included me in the whole thing. I mean, that's real fucking cool. Whatever. It says a lot, doesn't it? It says a lot without saying anything, okay? And I was about to show up in dungarees to, I guess, a fucking engagement party. Are you fucking kidding me? Me and dungarees at an engagement party. Thanks a lot. And Paige goes.
Paige just goes, what's a dungaree?
Sam goes, jeans, I think. She goes, Paige goes, is it for the British? Is that British for jeans? Dungarees, like top of the morning to you in your dungarees. I guess that's Irish. God
so
save
Danielle's
the dungarees.
Like, I mean, am I even going to be invited to the wedding? Who knows? This is such bullshit, Kyle. Oh my God. That's why I thought I was going crazy for, like, that's why they went crazy for, like, saying they were moving too fast, because I said that they were moving too fast. And Paige goes, yeah, because they knew they were getting engaged. Probably in dungarees. Did I use that properly in the sentence?
Is that the proper usage? Are they expensive? Do they ever go half off? Or are they just always cheap? So then she's like, I'm sorry. That's so fucked up for everything I've fucking done for that fucking relationship. This is like so beyond crazy that me, someone who's been a vocal critic of this relationship, did not get looped in on this engagement. This is fucked up.
I've made my entire season about being critical of this relationship. How dare they not tell me about it?
Yeah.
So she's wearing jeans that look like diapers while she's having a fit, which cracked me up. She looks like a baby in jean diapers. So Danielle's like, they are so beyond crazy. Meanwhile, everybody in the house is sitting at the table just staring at her, lose her mind.
Yeah.
And it's really awkward.
It's fucked up because they can't be happy in this moment. And like, even though I have been on Danielle's side, this is really fucked up of her. And I think that like I was really trying to think about this. I was like, where am I going to land on this issue? Because you know me, I'm going to have like a take a little bit on this side, a little bit on that side. But I think that she, I understand why she's hurt because this is like a total confirmation that like Carl and Lindsay are like, they're not caring. And like, I don't think Lindsay had any expectation. Like, Lindsay would never reach out to Danielle about this at this point. But Carl did just have this conversation with Danielle where he's like, y'all, so like, we're all good. Everything's like better than ever was. And like, we're great. Everything's great. But then he doesn't tell her. So I understand why she's hurt by that. But this is not your moment, Danielle. And like, these emotions that you're feeling, you got to control them. And you just got to like, you got to vent on a different day.
Here's what bugs me about her. She's just such a fucking tryhard. First of all, yes, she had that nice conversation with Carl. It didn't end that great. Lindsay was still pissed off after it, which he knows. Also, she said she wanted them to be happy, but she still thought they were moving fast. So how does he know he's going to tell Danielle and Danielle's not going to throw a fit like she's doing right now
right. And
tip Lindsay off to the whole thing?
Right, which is exactly why he wouldn't do it.
Even though Lindsay obviously knew all this was happening because she made this deal with People Magazine to sell the pictures, et cetera, et cetera, yes. et cetera. But still, according to the show,
right.
he can't trust that Danielle's not going to ruin this and be a fucking drama queen and make it all about herself and try and use this as a storyline, which she's done all season long.
I think that
she's doing right now.
Well, I think what she ultimately is really upset about is that she has felt like ever since they got together that she's been like a third wheel. They used to be like three amigos. She's a third wheel. And it's been gnawing at her, made her feel very insecure. And this is like the ultimate expression of that. And she does not like, she's now facing the utter reality of a new situation, which is fine. I think it's like fine to be upset about that. But like don't make it shitty for everyone else, you know? Like, don't make it shitty. Like, everyone in the house can't even be happy in this moment for Carl and Lindsay. Because everyone knows this is going too fast. Everyone literally knows it, but they can at least be like, oh, cool, fun, an excuse to drink. Now they can't even have an excuse to drink and woohoo.
Yeah, I just think she's trying really hard. You went to the girls that you knew that didn't like Lindsay and made that your storyline, was like befriending them and kind of going anti-Lindsay for the season. You made that choice. You're living in that reality world where you knew what you were damn doing to go versus Lindsay this season. You did it. And now you're trying to be the biggest victim in all of this and act like you've been screwed over so hard and you're not even really crying. So cut the shit. Okay. Later, I think she finally gets some tears out because I see something on a towel that she's using. But this whole part, she's just like, and nothing's coming out. She's like a child crying in a Chili's because they're not getting, you know, an awesome blossom piece or whatever.
Well, listen,
I'm not buying this lady. Not
the good news is, the good news is she's going to totally get it out now. So that way when she goes to the engagement party, she can just be happy and present. Don't worry, Ronnie. It'll all be okay. So Maya's like, because Danielle's like spiraling over by on the kitchen island. And Maya tells Kyle like, can you help her? Can you like give her a hug? She's standing right next to you. Look at her. She's a disaster. Kyle's like, I'm trying.
So then Danielle's like, yeah, it's fucked up. It's fucked up. And like, honestly, like Carl can say anything to me, like not even a text message on the side. That is fucked up. I will not shed any more tears for those assholes. And she's wiping her like air tears that aren't there. And then we hear a buzzing sound. And Sierra is calling, Maya calls Sierra, and she's like, bitch, can you hear me? Guess who got engaged? I'm not even lying to you. We're all getting dressed to go to their engagement party right now. And Danielle's like,
Also, do you know what dungarees are? We're a little puzzled right now. Can you look it up on Wikipedia? So Danielle is like, she's like, now I'm cut out of their entire engagement. I'm like, yeah, but like, you were not supportive of this engagement. So, like, you have to, like, take the consequences. Even though I supported you, you have to take the consequences. So then Kyle's like, well, I don't think you're a cutout. It's just that they just didn't want to tell you anything at all. And they wanted to make sure, like, if we were, like, a pie, they wanted to maybe take your slice of pie out of the pie. But I don't think you're, like, cut out or anything.
Yeah, let's just say, like, you know, you're, like, you know how you only need one kidney?
You're the one they cut out. Is it a kidney that you only
You know, like when you make like a snowflake and so you could take a piece of paper and you like fold it and then you take your scissors and you like cut triangles out. You're like, you're not cut out, but like you're also not the snowflake.
So you're basically like a coupon on the back of a cereal box and then cereal starts falling out of the box. And you're like, wait a minute, where's the coupon? It's not that you were cut out, but
Yeah, you know, you're like in the cereal box, you know, you get the toy and it's like that octopus and you throw it against the wall and it sort of like walks down the wall and then you take a scissor and you cut off all its legs. You're like the legs. You're like cut off.
So, no, that's cut off, not cut out.
Yeah, it's difference. It's difference. So Daniel's like, there's nothing left. Because he's basically like, listen, come on, like, get it together. We can salvage this relationship. Just be happy for them. And she's like, there's nothing left. There's nothing left. This is the final
straw. Yeah, there is. I'm drinking it right now. Not of the relationship, Kyle. Not the vodka bottle. He's like, this is the last straw. He's like, I'm drinking out of one right now. Not the fucking straw in your vodka, Kyle.
So Danielle's like, all I can think of is our friendship for the past however many summers. This is the girl who I've been rooting for, especially when it comes to men. And then it cuts to a flashback, an example of this flashback. Carl may or may not have fingered me. Like,
by the way, it was great.
Yeah, she got through Fingergate.
Gosh, she was so supportive during Fingergate. That was something. So then Danielle's like, yeah, for years. And she's finally got her Prince Charming. And I'm not part of that just because I had an opinion that wasn't incredibly supportive or over the moon about them. Like, not saying the best couple of ever. It breaks my... Yeah, if you're not supportive of a couple's relationship and then confront your supposed best friends in front of a group of girls you know that don't have her best interests at heart, then yeah, you showed her you're not her friend. And I wouldn't call your stupid ass either, Judas. Okay, at least Judas got some gold.
In a garden, right? Well, you know, it's like, and then like...
No, it's a different chapter. It's a different chapter.
Oh.
You're going from like the very first story ever to the New Testament girl. But still, Judas
didn't get gold in a garden. And that was like, they're like, oh, that's how we know Judas. Oh, because someone kissed Judas on the cheek or
something?
Kissed
him on the cheek, yeah.
That's gold in and of itself. Away. Some would say human emotion and connection is gold.
So Danielle's crying and she's like, yeah, I'm real happy for him. I'm real fucking happy for him. Oh God, go fucking cry about it somewhere.
So she's sobbing.
So she's still fake sobbing. I'm sorry. Prove me wrong. Anybody out there who says I'm being too mean, show me tears in this scene right here.
I thought it was real. I thought it was real crying. I think she's like crying because she's like, I think she's hurt by the reality of her situation, you know? And I mean, it hurts. It sucks. It sucks when you just really know that people have moved on. But she also, like you said, you know, she contributed to this situation. She probably knows that too, which is probably why she's also crying. So she's just like a mess. And she's like too much of a... By the way, she's too much of a mess for right now. Like, it's like, girl, you got to get it together. Like, be angry, be upset. But this is not a sob-worthy moment. I'm sorry. So Maya's like, I have Sierra on the phone. And Daniel's like, I wasn't involved at all. I mean, why? Like, why do you keep saying this? Of course you weren't involved at all. Like, you...
Well,
there's
Sierra
nothing that would indicate
point.
That you would be.
Sierra's a good point, because she's like, I mean, me and Paige could be in the worst fight of our life, but if Craig had the audacity to propose and not tell me, I would beat his ass.
Well,
okay, I get that part. But,
well, and that's why I'm more upset at Carl than Lindsay in this situation. Because Lindsay, I don't think is obligated. But like Carl, if Carl's gonna have a conversation, be like, yeah, so I got a ring and everything, and he's gonna sort of like do the motions of like, listen, no, I still care about you, Danielle, and I still want us to be three amigos. But then he actually excludes her from this situation. It's like, I think Carl's pretty weak. I think Carl's showing himself to be weak in these matters.
Well, he knows that Lindsay would be pissed. If Danielle made herself a part of this, he would be pissed. She would be pissed, even if it was in a very positive way. She's anti-Danielle. She hasn't resolved things with Danielle. And if Carl is proposing while he's blatantly going against her wishes, that's not really showing you're a partner during your proposal where you're asking someone to be your partner.
True. Although could have been a way to bring them back together in a weird way. It could have been an opportunity where Carl's like, so I know that like you and Lindsay are like not seeing eye to eye right now, but like at the end of the day, we're still three amigos and like it's important for me that you be part of this. And I think that like
Lindsay
seeing you do that.
I'm sorry.
I'm just saying like theoretically.
I'm so worked up.
I'm worked up too. It's stupid. I still think that Danielle's acting like a fool, to be honest.
Lindsay,
but I do think that like
want him to fix it with Danielle. She wants Danielle to apologize for what's really the problem, which is going to those confronting
right, and I'm just,
her in front of all of those girls. That's what I think.
Right. I just think that, you know, like, this is a repeated thing with Carl where he sort of just, like, doesn't do anything in a situation. And then there's, like, consequences. And that's sort of frustrating, too. But in this situation, ultimately, well, I think Carl would, as the bigger person, as someone who claims to be still friends with Danielle, he probably should have given her more of a heads up. I still think, ultimately, Danielle is the one who's acting, like, the most ridiculous in this. And this is ultimately Danielle, like, not being able to, like, deal with a situation that was, like, pretty obviously coming.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Hey, I'm Brooke.
And I'm Arisha.
And we're the hosts of Wondery's podcast, Even the Rich, where we bring you absolutely true and absolutely shocking stories about the most famous families and the biggest celebrities the world has ever seen.
Our newest series is all about the teen movie icon, Gabrielle Union. After spending her childhood trying to assimilate and breaking into a racist industry, Gabrielle thought her success meant someone else had to fail. But when she's faced with hard choices beyond her control, she realizes that the only way to find real success is to come together and build community.
In our series, Gabrielle Union, Bigger, Badder, Better, we'll tell you how she shook off her need for perfection, found her true self, and created the life she always wanted.
Follow Even the Rich wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on Amazon Music or the Wondery app.
So then inside, everyone's like really somber, except Corey, who's doing his like laughing at nothing. Like, like his jaw on the floor at laughter.
Wow, he must have just looked at a transphobic meme.
That's what I said. I was like, someone must have just made a trans joke. You must fucking Corey.
Seriously. Yeah, so
what
he's
a shithead.
I know,
that was disappointing. That was super disappointing to read, and also not shocking
at
all.
Not shocking at all. Not shocking. So, yeah, he's got his stupid mouth big open big and everything. And everyone's just sort of like, it's a weird vibe because Danielle is like sobbing, but they also know they're supposed to be celebrating, and they also all know they're supposed to be going to this engagement party, and they're like, what is going to happen?
And Sam's like, I am blown away by the volume of, like, Danielle's reaction here because, like, I'm excited for them, you know? But, like, do I want to be super verbal about that right now? It's, like, not really because, like, do I want this to turn on me? I mean, I'll just be happy for them right over here, okay?
In the arms of my future boyfriend, Corey. We fucked. So then Chris is like, he's like, well... He's like, I want to comfort Danielle, but I think she needs to process. And Kyle's like, yeah, I'm not going to help her. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hug. Look, Danielle, let me put my arms around you. It's like, Kyle, that's a vodka bottle. You don't tell me it's Danielle.
So Danielle goes in sobbing to the bathroom, and she's like wiping her non-tears. And she's like, I'm going to go, but I will not see them or interact with them ever again. This is the end of it.
It's like, then don't go. This like, engagement's not about you.
It's not about you. So then we see a 7-year sign. So we're back at Proposal Beach. And Lindsay's like, oh my God, now I can call you my fiance, baby. Holy shit, babe. Oh my God, we should go celebrate somewhere. And he's like, yeah, everybody's going to meet us in Dockers at Dockers. So let's go. Bring the bonfire.
Yeah, I'm going to bring the firewood because this way we can have a bonfire at home. We can set our memories on fire. So Carl's like, oh, my heart is full, but it's racing right now. Like, my heart is racing. It's actually, like, wearing an Amorpho shirt. It's just, like, a weighted shirt. So it's just, like, sweating a little bit more and, like, just burning a few more calories. So I really appreciate that. And, I got Lindsay's parents from Florida. And I got one of, like, Lindsay's girlfriends from, like, her PR days. And, like, Danielle came up from D.C. And then, like, a few of our other close friends. And then, like, also, like, this Danielle's neighbor and, like, Danielle's cleaning lady. And, like, the person's just, like, a random person in Danielle's building. I was like, hey, you're in Danielle's building. Why don't you come to this party? I'm going to let everyone know. Yeah.
I can't wait until, like, Danielle's mom and brother show up. It's going to be amazing. They were so happy when I told them. I was like, would you just please be part of this? They're actually going to be playing the guitar. So that's great.
Yeah, I actually joined in Danielle's Zoom meetings because she's a businesswoman, and I kicked her out and then invited everyone who's left on the Zoom to the engagement party. So I'm really looking forward
Literally
to it.
Everybody involved in Danielle's app knows about this, and they're going to be there. So
Lindsay,
babe, this ring is so beautiful, babe. I can't believe
So Gabby, Paige, and Chris are talking, and Gabby's like, did you guys snap at that? And Chris is like, yeah, I mean, I knew he was looking for a ring. And Paige goes, I mean, this is nothing against you, stupid person. Well, the stupid person was, because you're, like, literally a stupid person. But this part's not against you. Carl's known you for, like, 2 months, and he told you, but not Danielle. And even if they're fighting, they've been friends for 6 years. Like, you still tell Danielle, like, hey, I'm planning this thing. And Paige is so concerned. Paige cannot stop smiling through this whole episode. Paige fucking loves this. And I have to say, I love this for Paige, because I know that this is making Paige really happy. And I give Paige a lot of shit on this show, but I'm so glad she's on it. I think she's very funny. And listen, she should get some enjoyment sometimes.
I think
as well.
Paige is hilarious.
And I know that she's fucking thrilled right now with this.
But you know what? It's also like, I am like, the more people say this, I am like, it does really suck. I mean, Chris knew, and they said Chris knew because he was taking photos, quote unquote, but like, that does suck that Chris gets to find out.
Danielle betrayed Lindsay, period. That's it.
I don't know.
Danielle betrayed her. She does not deserve shit. She does not deserve shit until she apologizes for the betrayal. What she did was not cool, and I would never trust her again. I would never have her around me again. If your best friend goes to your enemies to talk shit about you, I never.
I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. So either way, Paige is, yeah. So now Danielle's crying to a producer, and she's like, no, I have to go to an engagement party. Like, this is so messed up. And the producer's like, well, no one's saying you have to go, by the way. I'm British. Hello. Hello, everyone of Summer House. I'm British. And my name is Nathan. In case you didn't know I was British, my name is Nathan. If you want, you can also call me Nathan. That's British for Nathan. I wear dungarees. Like,
Danielle's shut up. Danielle's like, I would never forgive myself if I didn't go, Nathan. And I love that she's throwing a full-on Sally Field and soap dish moment backstage. Like, I'm not going, and you tell production I've had it. How could you do this to me? Me, having to go to a wedding. It's like, Danielle, this is Summer House, and you're literally Danielle on Summer House. You don't get to running around in a turban screaming at Tawny, okay? Kathy and Jimmy is not here for you. You're literally Danielle. Shut up and get in the van.
Meanwhile, we're always like, for years, we're like, we like Danielle. We just wish she would do something, and now she's doing something. We're like, shut up. So Nathan is
like,
it's
just trying hard. It's just try hard. If she was doing something that came from a real place, I would
get it.
I think
it is from a real place. I think it's real.
She made her bed. She jumped on the bed. Now she's complaining that the bed's messy.
Well, that's a separate thing. I mean, I think that, like, yes, she has her messy Sierra bed, but I think it's real. I think she's scrambled. So anyway, she's like, she's like, I can do it. 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 So she's gonna go, and now we finally get to Dockers.
She's a fucking nutcase, by the way. She's like in the mirror, like,
you're gonna do this. I know. I'm like, it's an engagement party at a place called Dockers. Like,
you're going to Dockers.
It's literally the easiest thing for you to do is to go to this thing.
Like, go eat your egg rolls and shut up.
You know what I mean? I know.
Because you know a place that's called Dockers has egg rolls, but they're like filled with like mac and cheese or something.
Yeah. Like, it's the Dockers. They call it a Docker roll, maybe. It's Dockers. So, Lindsay's dad is there, and her stepmom is there, and like, the group arrives, and Danielle's like saying hi to them, and she's like, you know, she's like put on a smile, she's being, you know, she's being strong, and then Danielle starts talking to all of Lindsay's friends, and she just totally unravels.
She just starts going from person to person. She's like, oh my God, hi, Danielle. And Danielle's like, hi, hi, Danya. And Danielle's like, hi, have you seen the ring yet? Because I didn't even know this was happening. I mean, she told me absolutely nothing, so that was great. And then right after that, to another girl later, she's like, so my summer's not been going great. I mean, Lindsay and I have not been the best that we can be. So, yeah, I'm, like, pretty in shock about their entire engagement parties.
Oh. And the friend's like, oh, did they just tell you? And she's like, yeah, Kyle told me like an hour ago. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hi. I only learned about this an hour ago. Hi. Can I get a refill on this? Sorry, I only just learned about this engagement party an hour ago, waiter. Sorry about that.
Someone's like, would you like a chicken wing roll? And she's like, that would be nice, except no, because I wasn't even told about this. So, like, I literally didn't even know there were going to be rolls here because, like,
reporter Christina, reporter Christina Gibson shows up. She's like, hi, did I miss it? Am I too late? I booked this on my calendar 2 weeks ago, but I almost missed my flight here. Anyway, good to see everyone again. Yeah, I knew about it too.
So now she's actually talking to Danya. I don't know who the girl was before I was saying was Danya, but this is Danya. So Danielle goes, so did you know? Who told you? Because I just found out an hour ago. And Danya's like, well, 3 days ago, but we had to be here. Like, we had to travel, and so they had to tell us, right? And Paige is watching. It just cuts to Paige smiling, watching Danielle unraveling. And so Danielle's like, I mean, that's fucked up. I mean, do you even know me? She goes, yeah, but Danielle, we had to arrange to be here. She goes, I'm calling out bullshit when I see it. And you know that, Danya. She goes, Danielle, we had to fly in. Yeah, but who told you to fly in? Carl? She goes, yes. Yeah, but I can tell you in my heart of hearts that I don't feel that I deserve what's going on. But I'm putting on a good face right now.
Like, you don't
how
deserve?
Are you putting on a good face? You're literally walking from person to person talking shit.
Spiraling. Danya. It's amazing. I actually really enjoyed this because it was so cringy. And then Danya's like, Danielle, this is the best day of Lindsay's life. And Danielle's, and I'm putting on a good face. I'm like, you are literally putting on a terrible face right now. This is such a bad look for you. And Danielle's like, you have to, Danielle. You have to put on your good face. She's like, don't do that to me. Don't tell me that. She goes, well, you can't make it all about you right now, Danielle. She's like, I am not. But I'm telling you because I haven't seen you. And it's not all about me. But look what they did to me on today. I can't believe they would do this to me.
So Maya's like, oh my God, I'm like so worried about Danielle right now. And Paige is like, yeah, she's not well. She shouldn't be doing that here. It's amazing.
And she's wearing dungarees, which I just found out about. Gross.
I'm learning so much today. So then Danielle is still going on. And so Lindsay and Carl come into the parking lot. And Carl's like, oh my God. It's like packed. This is crazy. And then they walk in and surprise, which of course is not a surprise at all. Mm-hmm. So Lindsay just walks in like, oh my God, you guys. Like with prayer hands, but showing off her ring. Oh my God, I'm so surprised.
It's the first ever like rotated prayer hands. It's like she's doing prayer hands for someone sitting right next to her.
And her dad's like, honey. She goes, Danny, I'm going to be in People magazine.
And she's like sobbing and her dad's hugging her. By the way, where was Aunt Rhonda?
Oh, AR. Where's AR for crying out loud? Oh.
Where is Aunt Rhonda? That's true. We haven't heard from Aunt Rhonda. Did she get in a fight with Aunt Rhonda last year?
Probably. I don't know where Aunt Rhonda is. We didn't get any explanation for Aunt Rhonda. Aunt Rhonda.
This was not cool, man. You know what?
I did not invite
Aunt
AR.
Rhonda, they need to reshoot this episode and have Aunt Rhonda doing all of Danielle's lines, and yes, then it'll make sense.
Yes. Like Aunt Rhonda, like Danielle made her own bed, but Aunt Rhonda literally made Lindsay's bed for years. So Lindsay's like, thank you all. It's like 1,000 people here. Like, I can't believe everyone is here to like gather firewood also. And the dad's like, oh my God, like, wow, this is a ring. And she goes, I know. I said to Carl, like, are we broke now? And he's like, no, babe, we're going to do a Marshalls commercial. And I was like, thanks, babe.
You're not now, but you will be in a couple of years, the way you two are going. Jesus.
And then it just cuts to Corey doing his big mouth laugh.
What is Corey doing? I was going to say it shows Danielle's sour face, and then it cuts to a good vibe sign, which I love. I love a good edit. So then Chris is now taking a couple of pictures for them, and Lindsay's like, oh my God, now I know why the guy had to go to the hospital.
So then Carl is like, he's like, yeah, so, yeah, so she was, he's like telling Kyle about the engagement. He's like, yeah, and then she was like, are we going to get married next weekend? And Kyle's like, say yes, the less planning, the better. Trust me on this one.
So Paige is just sitting there on a bench, just watching all this going down, cracking up to herself. And she tells us in her wicker bikini top, she's like, or woven basket bikini top, I guess.
Rattan,
I should say.
Perhaps.
Yes, her rattan, that's better. So she's like, she wore shoulder pads to the beach. okay? She knew she was getting proposed to. No one just shows up in shoulder pads to the beach. I feel like a bitch for saying what everyone's thinking, but she curled her hair, as she should. I'm proud of her. I mean, if you know you're getting engaged, pick out your best possible outfit, do your hair, do your nails. Be prepared, girl. Call people.
I mean, it honestly sounded like a Ronnie thing to say. Like, she wore shoulder pads to the beach. I was like, if I didn't know that was Paige speaking, I would have thought that was Ronnie.
That's the nicest she's ever been to Lindsay. So then Corey is talking to Sam. He's like, oh, well, you're like eating food. Well, you're eating food right now. And then, like, at the same time, you're doing your happy dance. I love when you do that. And she's like, really? That's how I like eating fries.
And then Gabby says something about an engagement. So she says something like, for your engagement. And he just like chokes and just like runs away. He's like, what? Engagement? What? I'm sorry. I gotta go paint a smiley face on a wall somewhere. So he runs away. Yeah. And Paige is like, so when do you think Corey's going to say that like he wants to be exclusive with you? You think it's going to like come up soon? And Sam's like, oh, I don't know when he's gonna do that, but like I'm like really nervous. Like I'm like nervous to think about like giving it a shot because like now we're approaching a place where like I could get hurt, and like it's just like that's when I start to pump the brakes and like I start doing like NFL style stiff arms, okay? Because like I'm starting to really care about him, so it's like hard.
But she tells Paige, she goes, my pussy is magic. And Gabby's like, oh my god. So then Kyle calls Amanda, who now I'm starting to understand a little bit more why Amanda stayed home. She's like, Kyle, I don't want to be there for this. Please do not make me sit through Lindsay's fucking engagement. So he calls Amanda and he's like, oh my god, look what happened. And Lindsay's like, hi, we're engaged. And the dogs are like, congratulations. And Amanda's like, I am really excited and happy for you guys, Kyle. And Lindsay goes, I love you.
Amanda's like, so can we finally talk about our family feud situation? No? Okay, bye. So then Danielle is like, she's like, I think I'm doing well. Paige is like, yeah, you're doing very well for someone who is planning to make a fool of themselves on national TV at someone's engagement party. You're really hitting the mark.
So back to Kyle and Carl. Carl's like, bro, you know, we went through a lot last summer, but I don't want you to think that clouded my excitement for you, you know? Like, I know you well enough to know it's a real deal. Just like I knew when you showed up to work without your laptop. You've been cooked out for like 5 days, you know? So like, oh yeah, just to give you a heads up, Danielle's reaction was pretty emotional to this. So I was like, oh my god.
Why would Kyle do this?
You're just as bad as Danielle. You are just as fucking bad as Danielle.
This is such a dick move, because he's like, yeah, I just assumed that she would have been in the know, and she's just like heard that she was completely left in the dark. Like, why would you do that to Carl? Like, if like this is Carl's engagement, he's so happy, this is now in the back of his mind. It is so rude of Kyle to do this. Like, it's literally so obnoxious, because for what it's worth, Danielle may have been really upset and mad, but she didn't say anything to Lindsay or Carl that she was mad. But Kyle has now done it. So Carl's like, yeah. Well, obviously I feel bad that she's like hurt, and like I didn't want to hurt her. I just wanted to like leave her out in a way that was like gonna be uplifting for her. And like, given how like the last 2 months how like have gone with like Danielle and Lindsay, I'm like just trying to let them like sort out what they need to sort out and just like hide under a rock and like don't show myself until Lindsay says it's okay.
Let's not dwell on it anymore. Let's go watch Lindsay act surprise. It's really funny. So they go back over. So then back home, everyone starts coming home together. And Lexi's like, oh my god, is that the firewood you picked up? Are you going to keep it as a memory? And it's like, no, I'm going to make a fire out of it.
I'm going to burn it up. So Paige is so annoyed that Amanda and Sierra aren't there. I don't think she's mad that they're missing out on a special moment. I think she's just mad that she can't gossip with them in person. She's like, this is like perfect.
So Maya's like, I can't even with that. She's like, yeah, I hate them right now. So then we cut to Danielle. Just it's 11:06 p.m. and Danielle's just walking around going
crying.
Waiting for somebody to ask her what's wrong, and nobody will.
Yeah, and Paige is telling Craig about the engagement party and how Daniel's like really upset that it's like now awkward, and she keeps saying like this is so fucked up, and like he didn't even call me, and like she went around asking like everyone when they found out, like when they knew, like she was like a disaster. It was hilarious. I documented it all on my story, and I only posted it to close friends, of which she's not one. Oh my god, I hope that doesn't trigger her all over again. If it does, hilarious.
So then Danielle comes up the stairs, and it looks like she's going to walk in on Paige talking about her, but nah, missed opportunity.
Yeah.
So Corey's doing pull-ups on a door. So then Craig asks Paige how Corey's doing, and he's on the phone. And Paige is like, oh, him and Sam really like each other. Okay, bye. Love you. You're boring. So then Maya's giggling with Paige, and Danielle comes in, and she's like, come on, what are you doing there? Why don't you come over with us? She's like, I don't know why we're laughing so hard right now, because we were just talking about you, which I guess isn't funny, but like it really is. So how are you doing, Danielle? And she's... Danielle's like, not great.
Miles like, okay, get into the bed. So there, now everyone's going to sleep, and Carl's like, oh man, like what a day, what a wild day. And Lindsay's like, little did I know, I knew everything. So now it's the morning.
Let's not forget to do our routine before we go to bed, okay? Babe.
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 To like counting babes to go to sleep.
I would walk to the moon and back for you, babe.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Danielle goes to Sam's room looking for face cream. And she's like, oh my God, why is my life such a disheveled mess right now? And nobody cares. Danielle's really trying. And everyone's just ignoring her. Corey's like, are we going to do football today?
Yeah, because it's the morning. Lindsay's talking baby voice to Carl. She's like,
babe, I am so happy right now, babe. He's like, I love you so much, baby. He's like,
yeah, if I could do baby voice, my voice is just too deep. So like, wah, wah, baby voice, love you too.
So they're going to have a football day, and Lindsay and Carl are in charge, and it's going to be vixens versus villains. And so they got everybody shirts, and so they all have to wear, like, their uniform for flag football. Mm-hmm. And Danielle says that she's not going to bother Lindsay with this today because she doesn't want to make it about her. So then we go to the beach, and Lindsay's like, and babe, how does the field work? And she's like, let's sit down. I'm already winded, and you can tell me, like, I don't already know what happened with Danielle.
It's like, the field. The field. I'm just gonna like set up some cones all around. And Andrea's like removing cones from a stack, and he like removes them. He's like, oh my god, how the hell did you do this?
Strength is the strength of knowing that I am back with Alexia.
So he sits down with Lindsay, and he's like, I mean, of course, it's one of the most important days of my life, your life, my life, our life, because you're like a babe, and I'm a babe, and together we're like babes.
Yeah.
And Carl pulls me aside, and he's like, hey, just a heads up, Danielle feels hurt that she's not in the loop. And I was like, I told her I was ring shopping, so like she knew that, but like I didn't tell any of the girls anything, and like this is our thing, you know?
And then Lindsay turns into Kelly Preston from Jerry Maguire, and she's like, you don't have to feel defensive right now, or that you need to justify who you told and didn't tell. It wasn't about her, and the night wasn't about her, and of all people, Danielle should be pretty clear on why she wasn't involved, and I'm not going to entertain this any longer. You're not going to feel bad about it, and you're not going to apologize. You don't owe anyone to anyone. All right, let's fucking go. I'm ready to play football.
He's like, oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Whoa.
She is so pissed. I cannot believe she didn't spike a ball right into Danielle's face.
I know.
So they play flag football, and after, Corey and Sam are hanging out, and Sam's like, I heard the girls were like grilling you. And they were grilling you, right? And he's like, yeah, you told them to. She goes, no, I didn't. And I'm telling you, so you don't think that I told them to. But Maya said you liked me. So what about that? Like, what do you think about me?
He's like, I have like a kindergarten crush. By the way, if anyone ever says they have a kindergarten crush on you, just like run away. Just get out of that situation as soon as possible. That is fuckboy code. Okay, get out.
Yeah, that's creepy. So she's like, no, because she told me you like me. So, like, you tell me in your own words, like, what you want out of this relationship. And then, like, I'll see what you want. And you can tell me, and I'll tell you my words. And he's like, I want to keep coming on your face. Like, after we're done with this. She's like, oh, my God, me too.
And then we got some more insight into the troubled soul that is Corey. He goes, for some reason, it's, like, really hard for me to talk about my emotions. I, like, freeze up. And, like, I don't know what to say. Like, I'm trying to be the cool guy. And, like, I don't want, like, that to happen with Sam and I, because, like, I definitely could see this becoming something bigger. Like, something bigger than just, like, a summer fling in the Hamptons. This could be, like, a Marshalls commercial one day. I mean, look at Carl and Lindsay. It's amazing what they're doing.
This could be, like, a storyline on Summer House. So then we go to a song that's like, I'm sorry, did you try to tell me that I couldn't own it? I run this thing like my beginning corner's locked and loaded. What? My beginning corner's locked and loaded. I put the pedal to the metal. I don't think you know this. Next time you threaten me, you better think of your opponent. And then it's Gabby on a blind date. I was like, I know, who's what? Gabby fighting? Why is Gabby fighting somebody?
So she meets up with a guy named Matt who is doing like a strong 1988 investment banker haircut, and she's like, this is like my first fully blind date. Like, I've always stalked them online because, like, who doesn't? Like, we're all normal people, okay? So this is like new territory for me, okay? So strange.
So he goes, where'd you go to college? And she says Trinity, and he goes, oh, nice. That was my dog's initial name when I adopted her. Like, oh, wow, you're really laying it on thick there, huh?
And what does that mean, initial name? Is this like a tryout period? Like, we tried Trinity. We decided to go with Neo, ultimately.
Yeah, we went for our own name. Like, we didn't keep the dog's initial name. So have fun on your still-in-the-dog-pound name.
I know. So she's like, oh, my God, you have a dog? He's like, I have two. Yeah, you have a dog? She goes, well, I have my family dog. HPP stands for Harry Potter Prescott. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh, God. He's like, oh, that is awesome. He's a cheese ball. I thought at first, I was like, oh, my God, he's so cute and gothic-ish. Same. But no, he's the worst. So Gabby's like, I think a blind date is like me taking a step of like throwing caution to the wind and like letting the universe do what it does. Wow, Gabby. There's your arc. It's done for the season. You went out on a date and didn't ask somebody their sign. Wow.
And what did she get? A guy who's like, so what's your favorite fruit? Okay, because he's like, it's a blind date, so I'm just going to ask random questions. She goes, I would start with cherries. And he goes, okay, you want to do a top 10? She goes, I can tell she's like, I love the idea of doing top 10s, but I don't know how I feel about a guy who wants to do a top 10.
Yeah. So Wednesday, that's Wednesday. So Amanda's like trying to get her dogs to eat because they like had their surgery. So they're being really picky. And Kyle's like, yeah, but you had big, bold ambitions to multitask, but then you just ended up babysitting, which is another way of saying, wow, you were home all weekend and still didn't get your work done.
Yeah. So great. So she got some results back from her doctor, and her estrogen levels are like super low. Like, they're like the levels of someone who's postmenopausal. And she finds out that low estrogen can cause things like headaches and depression and, you know, fatigue.
Trouble concentrating, fatigue, and like a talent for amazing guap. And Carl's like, oh my God, it's like literally you. She says basically she's going to go see an endocrinologist, which is a hormone doctor. And she's like, at least now I know what it is, so I can try to fix it. You know?
Yeah, and she feels validated because she felt these things, but she didn't know why. And now she knows why. So now she's feeling good.
Okay, so now it's Friday, and Paige and Craig are driving because he's in town. And she's like, oh, my God, so last weekend vibes. I feel like I get most notoriously drunk on Labor Day weekend. And she's wearing this, like, V-neck sweater that I actually really like. It's like a V-neck sweater from the 80s, like that V-collar. But then it's a bikini top. It's only the collar, like, cut out and then put on another strip as kind of a crop top. Type thing.
Yeah, I found it when I was hate browsing for dungarees, and then it turns out I found a gem. So
so Craig is like, get the dog out. Oh, no, sorry. Craig is like, get the dog out of the road. She's like, Craig, don't honk at people. He's like, she's trying to text and walk her dog at the same time. Like, sorry, that is not what you do.
And so they're talking about the plan for the weekend. They're going to go on a boat on Saturday. And then Corey wants to throw dinner for everyone as like appreciation for letting him come on the show, basically. Pun intended. And then Craig is like, all the couples in the house are like in different places, right? Because like Carl and Lindsay are about to get married. Yeah. And like go on a journey. And then Corey and Sam, like, I don't know what's going on, but it sounds like they're going to start dating.
Coming on each other.
Yeah. 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 And then me and you are like chilling. Are we on a game show again?
Look, me and you are like working towards taking our two like life courses and then like blending them into one collective course. And she's like, you sound like an infomercial for courses. I hate courses. I think when I say things to Craig, like, I like being independent, or I don't want to move, or you smell, or I don't want to get engaged, or oh my God, you're going to be so ugly when you're old. I think he gets very insecure, which, like, valid, but this is stressing me out.
Yeah, when I see things like, take the butter knife out of the wall, he just gets insecure. So
he's just driving in silence, and she goes,
so you don't want to be with that guy? And he's like, he's not doing anything chaotic. He's just texting on his phone.
Great. So now they're at the house.
Okay, just checking. You're only going to beep at people who are texting and walking a dog, but not while texting and walking.
And
got it.
Driving got something it. That could kill everyone. Got it. Okay. So they all get to the house, and Danielle and Paige are hugging, and Robert is there looking happy as always. And Gabby's just like talking about her blind date. She's like, we went to a stay house, but he's vegetarian. So, and they're like, so what sign is he? And she's like, I actually didn't ask what his sign was. Like, oh my God, Gabby, congratulations. You've grown into a new and better person.
So then Paige is like, oh, hello, Rob. Wow, you look thrilled as usual. So are you here all weekend? And he's like, just tonight. I'm very, very busy. Like,
oh, wow. Wow. Did Garfield eat your lasagna again? Because you are definitely giving Dave eyes today. You look very unhappy.
So then Amanda and Kyle come, and Paige is like, last weekend vibes. Basically, everyone's coming in. Lindsay's going to make a pineapple upside down cake. And
like, now that I'm engaged, I have to be domestic, so I'm going to make a pineapple upside down cake. Which looked like it was just like a box mix that she just put pineapple on top of, right?
Yeah. So then in the kitchen, Paige is asking Danielle if she's heard from the engaged couple, and Danielle's like, and no. Why the fuck would they call you, Danielle?
Why?
Why wouldn't you call them and say, congratulations, you guys?
Yeah.
Or congrats, and God, I wish I could have been part of this.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah, it's a perfect chance for you to be passive aggressive to them. Why? Yeah, come on. So Robert's like, well, I sent them a text and only Lindsay answered, but Carl didn't. So I'm not too pleased with it all, gentlemen.
Oh, God. They're a couple. That's... Shut up. This couple's making me fucking crazy. And you know what? It's also making me crazy to have to be this much on Lindsay and Carl's side, because I'm usually only half on their side through a season.
I think in this situation, I'm like 90-10 on Lindsay and Carl's situation. I do think that, like... I think Carl is being...
No, I don't, please. Yeah, I get it. Oh, my God.
You brought it up.
Over and over. I know, but I just don't want to go into it again, because the scene just keeps happening over and over about Danielle's fucking feelings.
Well, you know what? It's because...
Not you,
this is a show about humans, and humans have feelings. So Danielle is like, she's like, Robert
sorry if
is...
I hurt yours right now.
Love no, you. I'm fine. It's okay.
Last weekend vibes.
Last weekend. So Danielle is like, Robert is boiling because like Robert knows that I'm hurting and he wants to have my back before he breaks up with me at the end of the summer. And that is hot.
And so Danielle goes, well, does anyone want to do something outside? Like maybe an activity? Yes, I would love to talk shit about Lindsay with you outside. Let's go.
Wait,
let's go.
Can we?
Oh, by the way, did you notice that I dressed exactly like your Mini Cooper today? Thank you. My sweater matches your Mini Cooper. Should we talk on top of that?
Can we go outside? I've got an activity for us. Let's go outside and burn up all the dungarees. That'd be fun, right? Those are British jeans. So Lindsay shows
up. I
feel
like I have a booger. Do I?
I don't see any. So Lindsay shows up and she's like, oh my God, Roberto is here today too. Kyle's like, but not cooking, not cooking. Robert's like, yeah, not cooking. You already conned me into making giant meal for you this season. So like, yeah, and Carl's not like, cooking. Oh,
Roberto.
So then Danielle and Paige outside talking. Danielle's saying, I was already mourning the loss of something. And then Carl does that. It's like, not about me, whatever. But that felt so intentional. And Paige is like, yeah. It was intentional. And Paige is like, yeah, I said to Craig, I think Carl's biggest fear is pissing Lindsay's off. Listen, I don't even know Lindsay, and my biggest fear is pissing
Lindsay
off. Yeah,
I'm about to say.
Yeah, okay.
I'm terrified if she listens to this. Something terrible is going to happen to me. Like, I feel like every time I say something supportive about Danielle, I feel like my life is in danger. Okay? No one wants to piss off Lindsay.
Anybody who's seen this show should fear Lindsay. Or pissing Lindsay off, right? So she's like, yeah. And I think that he was probably nervous that if he involved you, she would have been pissed, which is a great call. I think that's absolutely true. Mm-hmm. So he already said, like, I really like Danielle, but if she's going to have problems with Lindsay, like, Lindsay's my girl, you know?
Right.
So then the other girls arrive and hug, and Lindsay announces again that she's making a pineapple upside down babe king.
See, Robert, this is what happens when Robert doesn't cook. They get Lindsay a pineapple upside down cake, which ultimately, again, is not a very upside down cake because the pineapple is like resting on top of it, which makes it a pineapple right side up cake because the pineapple upside down cake, the pineapple goes on the bottom of the pan, right? And then you flip it out and then it's like embedded inside. So they got a right-side-up pineapple cake that was branded as upside down. And that's what happens when Robert doesn't cook.
So Maya is asking Lindsay how she's feeling about the weekend, meaning Danielle. And Lindsay's like, good, I just want to chill and have fun. But then she tells us, I have zero interest in Danielle this weekend. I spent all week talking to every single one of my friends who came out last weekend who told me in detail their conversations with Danielle where she complained to them about me getting engaged. That's a girl. Are you... You acted a fucking fool. You made my engagement the happiest day of my life. How about you?
That was just the icing of what you did on the summer. Not only you're not my best friend anymore... You're not my friend. Zero. Zilch. Done. You are like firewood that I pretended to pick up and that I burned later on.
You are dead to me! And meanwhile, she's wearing this necklace and it says love really big.
Love. So now Carl and
Lindsay's Kyle. Just going off.
So now Carl and Kyle are talking and Carl's like, well, it's been like a whirlwind week. Like, it's been like amazing. Like, you know, all the love and support. But like, dude, like 400 text messages, like easily. Like, easily. Oh, yeah. Well, that's what we call working, and we're going to need you to respond to some of those if you want to, like, keep your job. No, I meant, like, personal. Yeah, I'll get to those, too.
So Carl's like, oh, I didn't go out. Sorry, wrong voice. I didn't go out of my way and not tell on y'all. You know what I mean? I really didn't. Y'all, if it was worth, don't shoot the messenger, but that's kind of how it feels, all right? And so Carl says that, you know, out of everyone in the house, Danielle and him have been the closest, and she's seen him at his worst and didn't judge him, and he really loves her. But, you know, he also understands that a little separation is okay if there's so much hurt going on. And so he's like, but also, like, last weekend was, like, my engagement, and, like, to have to deal with, like, how I told people is not fair to me.
So Kyle's like, well, I'm just trying to get you to see her side. So when the time comes and you have that chat, like you were talking to her the way you're talking to me, it's like I honestly worry that this is like a breaking point in some friendships. You know what I'm saying? He's like, yeah, I totally get it. Yeah. So the cake is finally done. The pineapple, upside down pineapple cake, much hyped cake is done. And everyone gets dressed for dinner. No, I don't think anyone eats the cake, which is funny. But everyone gets dressed and goes out for dinner. And now they're at a restaurant and they're all ordering food and stuff. And Paige is like, so, Lindsay, in the few years you have left in this earth, do you think you're going to change your name? And she's like, yeah, probably like Lindsay Hobhouse Radke, something like that. Oh, was that a popular name in World War II? I don't know. I'm just wondering.
Oh, I want to try your ring on. God, it's just to know that I'm never going to wear anything this tacky. It's really something. So, wow, what is this, a pair? Is this a pair cut?
Wow, if
what do they call the shape that everybody hates?
If you hold it up to your ear, you can almost hear the sound of Lindsay's car growing up. Auga, auga.
I tried on a Mathis 3 years, which is basically, in Lindsay time, like 27 years. So that was weird. And Lindsay's like, try it on. I really enjoy when people try my ring.
And so Paige shows Craig, and Craig's like, oh, who's that girl? So then Robert pulls Carl aside. Dun, dun, dun. And Danielle, not obvious at all, is like, guys. Robert is pulling a Carl aside, so I just want to be ready and available in case it doesn't go as it should. And she's like just sitting there ready to run over there.
So Robert's like,
try hard.
So Robert's like, listen, I'm extremely happy for you, and like obviously a lot's happened between Lindsay and Danielle, and the biggest thing with me is just like, why didn't you come to her and tell her? Like, for her to be one of the last ones to know, it's like almost kind of embarrassing for her. Not quite as embarrassing as how she then subsequently acted, but pretty close.
Yeah, it's really embarrassing, like how it's probably, is it embarrassing as you never being there, Robert?
Or never saucy. Making, like,
I think you're probably embarrassing her a little more. Like, I appreciate you kind of trying to stick up for your girlfriend, but you don't really know what you're doing. Also, thank you for making Carl sit right in front of a notice, warning sign as his backdrop, because you're really laying it on thick. So Carl's like, I mean, I see that, but like, you see, like, I didn't tell any of the girls in the house.
And Rob's like, yeah, but you see that phrase there? You know, that hurts. Because to think of Danielle as just a girl in the house, like, as opposed to Danielle. Like, Danielle has not been just a girl in the house, Lindsay. No, she's been a girl who's shooting behind enemy lines, sir.
No, she's not. Hey, she's not just a girl in the house. She's a girl who just got to the house because her train was late. It's different, you know? And you know what? Danielle took a glass in the chest for Lindsay. Danielle was there through the tragedies. What happened last time between the two of you, she was there to pick up the pieces after Lindsay had a hard thing. It's almost like her, Lindsay, finally being happy and finally having a happily ever after is almost just as happy to Danielle as is to Lindsay. Can't you tell, by the way, that Danielle is sobbing over there? She's just as happy for you guys.
And Carl's like, oh, okay. Oh, I see that. See that. But Danielle has had a lot to say about Lindsay and I's relationship. And, like, I haven't been as comfortable talking to Danielle about me and Lindsay. And he's like, well, if you don't feel comfortable talking about it, like, with her best friend, is that about their relationship or about, like, listen, I don't want to say this, but is it about your relationship? And, like, I don't want this to be what that's about. But if your reason is that you didn't tell Danielle because you're uncomfortable, because you guys had a relationship. Dude, now you can fuck off.
Oh, I didn't
take... At this point, you can fuck off.
I didn't take it that way. I thought he was...
because she used to date Carl.
Oh, so I took it what Robert said was that, like, if you care about Lindsay and Danielle's relationship, you would have made this right, but you made it about you and Danielle's relationship. But I could see that I could have misinterpreted that.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I did, too. But either way, shut up, Robert. Like, you've come over, you've said your piece. You can't fight a whole battle you haven't been here for. All you've heard is whatever Danielle's telling you. Carl's being extremely patient, sitting there getting told off by somebody he barely knows. Like, why should he have to sit there and listen to Robert's bullshit? You need to, like, back away now and stop trying to dig deeper. He already told you. He's not as comfortable talking to Danielle this summer because she's had a lot of opinions. The end. You're not owed a fucking monologue and an apology. Like, what do you expect him to do? Call Danielle over and start groveling? This isn't even about... Shut up, Robert. You too. I'm glad you're leaving soon, sir. You've overstayed your welcome.
So Carl's like, well, I haven't been telling Danielle anything about our relationship just because of, like, the tension between, like, the two of them. And Robert's like, yeah, but I don't want to put a cloud over this engagement. That's more of Danielle's job. But I want you two to be happy. But, like, quite frankly, I mean, now you're just two people that got engaged that we knew one time. It's like, well, damn, that was cold. So Carl's like, oh,
yeah, that's cold.
I don't know. Like, oh, I need to take a break for a second. Oh. So he walks away, and Carl's like, are you kidding me? Oh, are you kidding me? Like, what? Oh, are you kidding? Oh, yeah. So he's
and Danielle, of course, is like hiding right behind the sign. You know, she pops up right behind the caution sign. She's like, oh my God, what did he say? Like, what happened? What was the last thing you said that made him walk away? And he's like, it hurt me that we can't be happy for you because we want to be happy for you guys. But now you're basically like dead to us, but engaged as dead people. Really weird. Carl follows Carl out, and Carl's like, I'm done. Just like, please stop. Like, I don't want the cameras. Okay. In the smoking alley. Do not bring the cameras out here.
Yeah, no, like I don't want to deal with that. No fucking cameras. Fuck you guys. Bravo, bravo. You look great, by the way. Fucking bravo. Yeah.
Fuck you guys. And he double flips off the camera and walks off in those white jeans that he has been wearing longer than he's known Lindsay. I mean, real romance here is Carl and those white jeans.
Those should be crying for many reasons. But I'm assuming next week is the season finale, right? Like, what else is there? They're in Labor Day. So, but they didn't see a preview that said next week on the season finale. But that's because it was to be continued. So one hopes. But yeah, pretty interesting stuff. I'm really excited to see what people say about this. Danielle, I think, was like, she could have all those feelings, but like, get it together, girl, at the... Like, it isn't about... Oh, it's still not about you, you know? Can't wait for next week and the reunions. Until then, everyone, we will see hopefully a bunch of you in New York on Thursday. And we still have more episodes. We got Below Deck Sailing and Dancing Queens later this week. So buckle up, Buttercup, and we'll catch you on the internet. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.